Welcome to the broadcast. This is March 8th, 2024, which is a Friday, approximately 11:05. And I wanted to put up a short post on the Amos Miller issue, the Amish men that the Department of Agriculture here in Pennsylvania is seeking to put out of business, ruin his farm, and deprive many, many people of his wonderful organic products, particularly raw milk. And so I want to give my two cents about the matter, and I trust that it will be helpful to everybody. First of all, we the people of the United States of America instituted a written constitution, and it was ratified by 9 states in 1789 and went into operation as a more perfect union. In that Constitution, we secured for ourselves the right to a civilian due process of law in the Fifth Amendment in criminal matters, as well as civil matters, and civilian due process at law, at common law, in the Seventh Amendment with a jury trial. So, we had, as private citizens of the United States, we were federal citizens. It was for whites only, and then that became national citizens for both whites and blacks on July 28, 1868, with the proclaimed ratification of the 14th Amendment. And in Section 1 of the 14th Amendment, it guaranteed a right to civilian due process of law on a state level. No person can be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, as it says. That due process of law was further secured in a Supreme Court case titled Hale versus Hinkle of 1906, where the citizen has a right to civilian due process of law and conduct his right to due process of law and conduct his private business according as he wishes, so long as he doesn't damage anybody else's life, liberty, or property. So that's Hale versus Hinkle of 1906. Great Supreme Court case. My point being is that on a state level, here in Pennsylvania at least, we have secured with our Pennsylvania Constitution in Article 5 the right to civilian due process of law. And in the first section of the 14th Amendment, Section 1, our right to civilian due process of law on a state level was secured. And in the Fifth Amendment, our right to civilian due process of law on a national level now, because it's no longer a federal government, it's a national government since April 28th, 1868. For the purpose of this, that when you have civilian due process of law, this is at the common law. The civilian government had to give you a common law, civilian due process at common law for criminal matters, and in civil matters when it's man versus man, it was a common law, or it was in equity, because equity jurisprudence is only civil and man versus man. This right to a civilian due process of law is a fundamental right of all citizens of the United States prior to March 9th, 1933, and more particularly prior to April 25th, 1938. You see, the Jesuit order hates common law, and therefore it sought to abolish it. That's common law, civilian due process. The Jesuit order loves Roman civil law. And the jurisprudences that follow Roman civil law, the one that we're concerned about, is an emergency war powers military jurisdiction. That jurisdiction follows the Roman civil law, where all you have are privileges granted from the monarch, granted from the dictator, granted from Hammurabi, granted from Nebuchadnezzar, granted from the Pope. And so the Jesuits have sought to remove us from the civilian due process of law, which it has succeeded in doing since April 25th, 1938. The way they could do that is they had to alter the status of the citizens. So on March 9th, 1933, with the Emergency Banking Relief Act, coupled with Proclamation 2040, the status of every American citizen was altered to that of an enemy, later termed a person, an enemy under Trading with the Enemy Act, a person under Emergency Banking Relief Act, and later a U.S. citizen. A U.S. citizen is an enemy, is a person, and he is property of the Commander-in-Chief, because the Commander-in-Chief, FDR, seized all property on March 9th, 1933, having legal title to every person, place, or thing. He is the captain of the ship of state. And on the ship, the doctrine of necessity kicks in, and the captain of the ship has captain's mast, and that follows a Roman civil law. So what has happened with the Amos Miller case is he has not been given civilian due process of law because they don't have to give it to him. He's deemed an enemy and a belligerent living in an occupied territory called the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Forget the issues of any pleading to the merits. We're talking about personal jurisdiction. For the court to have personal jurisdiction, they have to be able to proceed according to their emergency war powers military due process that was imposed on all the states, that overlaid all the states on April 25th, 1938, with the infamous Erie decision, the opinion being given by Louis Brandeis, a Jew, so that later all the Jews in general could be blamed by the new right for imposing this emergency war powers military jurisdiction on the states as well as on the national government. Because in the Erie decision, they abolished federal general common law, and that was civilian due process. They would then begin to create their new federal common law, which is according to emergency war powers military due process. But the wonderful federal general common law that was in place and protected by Swift versus Tyson in 1842 until 1938 guaranteed to every American citizen the right to civilian due process of law, which puts limitations on the procedures. Okay? So, what has happened here is that the Jesuit order, in order to be able to put everybody under this country and under emergency war powers military due process on a state and national level, they had to change the status of the citizen. And the citizen is now nothing more than an enemy, a person, a belligerent, with privileges granted from government, and he is owned by the commander-in-chief. And this is war. They're waging war on the enemy belligerents right now since 1933. And so they can give all the enemy belligerents, U.S. citizens, emergency war powers, military due process, and it not be a violation of their fundamental rights to civilian due process, because that right to civilian due process is only for the pre-March 9th, 1933 private citizen of the United States. Okay. So, the attorney for Amos Fisher, who is a very brilliant man, his name is Robert Barnes, will never deal with the issue of the state proceeding against Amos Miller with an emergency war powers military due process. And the flags that every county court has on display are all military colors. It's either the flag of the United States as a military color pursuant to Army Regulation 840-10, or it's a state flag trimmed in gold fringe on three sides, or with gold cords and tassels, or with a spear at the top, another military color. So all the state courts are sitting in a federal emergency war powers military jurisdiction, that jurisdiction having overlaid the common law procedure of civilian due process of the state. It's still there, but they're always going to give emergency war powers military due process because the prosecutor is proceeding on behalf of the military government of the state of Pennsylvania, and the one that's being tried is an enemy belligerent U.S. citizen. So, Amos Miller does not have the right to civilian due process until he changes his status to that of a pre-March 9th, 1933 private citizen of the United States. And this is the most important right that we pre-March 1933 private citizens have, the right to a civilian due process. So, it's my prayer that Amos Miller wakes up to the fact that he needs to change his status, he needs to have a right to civilian due process, and more than that, he needs to shut down his business and reopen it as a ministry of a 508c1a church, as has been done with Clearview Waterfalls Ministry in Quarryville, Pennsylvania. Go to that website, scroll all the way down, you'll see the disclaimer at the bottom. That ministry is no longer, that's no longer a business. It's a ministry of my church. And it's a trust, and it's not in business. It's not in intrastate commerce or foreign commerce. It is not in business with the public. It's a ministry of a church, and it's a 508c1a church, and therefore it is anybody who wishes to obtain these items, these farm items, they're not products, that's commercial terminology. These farm items of the trust has to become a beneficiary of the trust for a consideration of $10. So when they become a consideration, when they become a beneficiary with consideration, now as a beneficiary of the trust, they can obtain these farm items with a recommended donation amount. They're out of business. And the Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture has no jurisdiction whatsoever. I challenge them to come out there with a warrant, or to make arrests, or to steal the property. It's a First Amendment issue. It'll go right into federal district court, and we'll win. And they know it. So that's what all the Amish farmers need to do. They need to stop their businesses, make it a ministry of a church. All the Amish churches need to be converted to 508c1a, a church protected by Title 26, 508c1a. And the business now to become a ministry in a form of a trust, which is an integrated auxiliary of the church. And Pennsylvania Department of Agriculture, with that tyrant, Mr. Redding, Russell Redding, who I believe is a Freemason in the Harrisburg Lodge. I'm going to try to get that proven shortly. He functioned under a Freemason before Governor Ed Rendell. So I believe it's a Masonic quest overseen by the Jesuit order to shut down these Amish farmers to further starvation in Pennsylvania to justify martial law in the coming years. This can all be stopped if you will take these remedies that I have. Number one, become the pre-March 9th, 1933 private citizen with a fundamental right to civilian due process of law. And secondly, to close down all your businesses, all your farmers, shut down all your businesses, reopen them up as trusts, exactly as I mentioned, and as Clearview Waterfalls Health Ministry is doing out of Quarryville, Pennsylvania. That's what you need to do too. So, I have a marriage I need to perform today, so I was just kind of burdened as I listened to Robert, the attorney for Amos Miller, set forth his exquisite defense, but the context is an emergency war powers military due process, and the ship of state is all important, and under the doctrine of necessity, they're going to throw Amos Miller under the bridge, I believe. So this is a better remedy. I pray that you will consider it. Amos Miller, Robert Barnes, and you honest attorneys. I know there are honest attorneys, and I know there are honest judges, because I know a few of them. So it's up to you to set this right through your legal profession. You've done this to us, and now it's up to you to reverse it. It's your moral duty. So I wish you well. Send your gifts to RBT, P.O. Box 306, Newmanstown, Pennsylvania, 17073. Or you can send it to Cash App, Eric John, J-O-N, Phelps, P-H-E-L-P-S. That's Cash App. Or you can send it by way of PayPal to rbpbdonate@comcast.net. rbpbdonate@comcast.net. So until we meet again, the Lord bless. Maranatha, the Lord is coming. Appreciate your prayers 2 minutes a day, and that I would do well in administering this marriage to two dear people today from New York. So, Lord bless. Maranatha.